It's the Power FM at Brekkie Show with Jules this morning. And I tell you what, I have been loving seeing live music returning to Ballarat after a pretty barren 2020. And we are pretty pumped about this one. Saturday night at the Ballarat Mechanics Institute. We've got Fanny Lumsden joining us and she's on the line right now. Good morning, Fanny. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Now, I'm not sure how your 2020 looked or where you spent it, but for most of us, it was a pretty boring one, right?
Yes and no. Like, we actually kicked 2020 off with a fire, so that was a fairly start. And then we had our album come out, Fellow, on the 13th of March, which was the day that everything got cancelled for the year. So basically we spent the whole year scrambling every single day trying to figure out how to put an album out on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was actually fairly busy, but yes, didn't go far from my home.
Yeah. I mean, did you take part in any Zoom gigs or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we sure did. Yeah, we actually had a really full-on 2020. And, like, you know, if you look on paper, it actually, you know, the album, which we thought was just going to be, it was just going to be kind of like terrible for the album. It actually had such an incredible year. And yes, I did a lot of Zoom concerts, a lot of live streaming. I did, took part in a program called Global Music Match where I worked with artists from all over the world on collaborating and sharing, like Zooming a lot. We made a documentary. We went on place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had a really, like, quite a hectic year. And then at the end of the year, the album won an ARIA Award. So, yep, it was a big year.
Okay, so 2020 was actually a really good one. You're one of the few people that can actually say it was a really productive year and you had a fantastic time.
Yeah, like, of course I acknowledge the difficulties. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I live on a farm in the Snowy Mountains, which, as I said, the start of the year was really challenging, but places to be locked down, it wasn't terrible.
Yep.
Because that, you know, we had some open space and I also, you know, I work really closely with my husband on everything, and so we kind of had our team here with us, so that was kind of, we just tried to make the best of it. And yeah, it turned out the album, career-wise, we had like some massive moments which were very unexpected.
Well, yeah, winning an ARIA is pretty like a landmark thing in your career, wouldn't it be?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes?
Absolutely. There's we had to live stream in. We were Zoomed in for the awards because we couldn't go, obviously.
Yeah.
So we were Zoomed in from a paddock. and we had all these friends and family coming to, like, here, because we were like, look, if win or lose, most likely we thought we were going to lose. Not lose, we're still nominated.
Yeah.
And we thought that was still worth a celebration. So we had a red carpet set up. And
oh, fantastic.
We just made the most of it and had a good time. But yeah, it was very abstract and very surreal to kind of win it over Zoom on an iPad.
Tell me this, even though the event was over Zoom, was there somebody standing by at your farm, like the Oscars, in some sort of a hazmat suit with the award there ready to give it to you in case you won or in case you didn't win, walk away?
No, I live too far from anything for that to happen.
You say that, but the Oscars pulled it off pretty well. I mean, those stars were supposedly scattered all around the world. And the people in the hazmat suits, while it did look ridiculous, I'm like, this is a great idea. But it sort of didn't give away who the winner was, because the stars were like, well, they're there, so I could potentially have taken this one home. But you didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that. We just had no idea. And we just had to go to the office in a very unceremonial way and pick it up a few months later.
Oh, well, who cares? You still got it, so that's fine.
I have no complaints.
Yeah.
No complaints at all. So it was pretty sensational. And then just straight after that, we got nominated for 7 Golden Guitar Awards. So it was like, I think we just put all of this energy into figuring out how to put a record out on the internet, and we had so much energy to put the record out already, and then we couldn't tour, so we're like, right, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And so instead we just like went hell for leather, really.
I love that. Yeah. And I guess we had so many people spending so much time at home. We were just consuming so much, whether it was music or TV or movies or books. You know, it was probably the perfect time to release something online.
Yeah, look, if you had, like, kind of the ability and, like, the resources to kind of be able to get it out there, which I did just in that, like, we're a very one-stop shop here. So we were able to, like, create, like, videos and do as much as we could and really go for it. And so, it turned out okay. And then we did get to tour at the end of the year, finally, after rescheduling three times.
Yeah.
So we kicked it off in November and did New South Wales and Victoria and did a theatre tour, and it was, a lot of work to get it all, make sure it was all safe, but it was absolutely worth it. Everyone had such a wonderful time, including us, obviously.
Yeah, well, how were those first kind of dates back when you were going out to venues and performing again? Were people sort of allocated certain spots to sit in venues, or how did it work?
Yeah, so everyone had to be sitting, everyone had to stay in their seats. If you came in a group, you could sit with that group, but that group had to be all sitting down. You couldn't mix between groups. And, yeah, there was lots of rules around keeping it safe, which was great. But it didn't change the atmosphere. I feel like even though, and, like, obviously they're also half capacity because, and so we do two shows every night. But everyone, the energy was so high. People were just so pumped to be in a room together, I think.
Yeah.
And sharing live music and sharing the experience, that the vibes were awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that would be quite strange, I imagine, for you as a performer looking at the audience just all seated and, as you said, quite sparsely apart in that situation. It would be a little bit weird, but it's so nice to see that everyone had that high energy up. Hopefully that energy will be transferring to the Mechanics Institute tomorrow night when you are performing. What can we expect from the show?
So it's the full band Fellow show. The album's called Fellow, and I'm bringing my band. It's been a bit of a juggle. We've had to get a few members from Victoria and that kind of thing because of the border situation, but we live in the border, on the border bubble, so we're all right. And so then, so we're going to just be like songs from the record, songs from, like past songs, definitely very high energy still, even though people are going to be sitting. We'll make it as fun as we can, as much crowd participation as possible when you're sitting down with a mask on. So it'll still be really fun. It's actually nearly sold out. There's less than 20 tickets left. So
right.
Come along, grab a ticket.
Okay, if you want tickets, head to fannylumsden.net. But as Fanny, you've just said, they are going pretty fast. And we can't wait to see you here in Ballarat tomorrow night.
Stoked to be coming to Ballarat.